Bacchae, the Parados. From afar, out of Asia, Lydia's mountain giving over, I dispatch for Dionysus labor lovely, a travail and no travail, crying the Bacchic one evoy. Who is there? Who is there who? Clear the way, take to your halls, let every mouth show sacred silence of devotion. Institutions everlasting, Dionysus is my song. O blessed he who fortunate the gods' mysteries knowing, sanctifies his livelihood, gives to the theosis his soul in the mountains bacchanting, reverential purified. And the orgies of the mother, mighty Cybele, he espouses with the waving of the thyrsus, and garlanded in ivy, Dionysus is his master. Go ye, Bacchae, go ye, Bacchae, Bromius, child of the god, god Dionysus, bringing with you out of Phrygia, from the hills down into Hellas, to her highways broadly thronged, Bromius. Whom in the time of her travail, in the straits of labor's pain, at the flight of Zeus' thunder, his mother, jetsam of her womb, brought to birth, departing life in the clap of lightning bolt. Into chambers of childbirth then accepted him Cronus' son Zeus. In his thigh bone he concealed him, and with fasteners he enfolds him, made of gold, hidden from Hera. Brought to birth then in the fullness of the fates, horn-bearing bull god, and is garlanded with serpents for his garlands, such a catch now do the nature-nursing maenads in their tresses entwine. O nurse of Semele, Thebai, wear an ivy garland, burgeoning, burgeoning with greening bryony, fair of flower, and in the bark untizing oaken or piney be your branches, stippled skins of the doe your dress, covered in garlands of wool, snowy-haired tresses. Be reverential with the violence of the wand. All of the earth joins in the chorus, Bromius leading the Theosis on, where in the mountains they wait, women in multitudes, the looms left and the shuttles left, goaded by Dionysus. O grottos of the Curetes and the godly Cretan Zeus's progenitors, the woodlands, there triple-crested in caverns, circlements strung with leather such as mine Corybants discovered, bacchantizing and highly strung whistlings mingling in, Phrygian woodwinds sweet in their crying, and to mother Rhea gave it, banging to Bacchus, evoying, so that the satyrs in madness at last fetched it from her, from the mother, the god, and then they joined it with the chorus at the festivals which delight Dionysus. Joyful in the mountains when from Theosis and from running he sinks to the soil, doeskin is his dress, the holy drapery and hunting, gore of the goat-killing, raw-eating pleasuring, hurtling to the mountains of Phrygia, Lydia the leader is Dionysus. Flowing with milk is the soil, flowing wine, flowing with nectar of the bees. Like the smoke of Syrian incense, the Bacchae Gaunt holds on high, fiery flame of the pine wood from the wand as he dashes with running, with chorus, in wandering he excites them, and with crying he propels them, and his tresses tossing delicate in the breezes, and with booming to the call of the Avoy. Oh, go ye back! Bacchae, go ye Bacchae, Lydia's gold-flowing luxury, make Dionysus your music, sung to the deep booming of the drum, and to the Avoyan one, Avoy glorifying the god in the shriekings and shoutings of Phrygia, and the lotus clear clamoring, holy its holiest playfulness it booms, partnering passages into the mountains, and joyfully, just as a foal with its mother to feeding, with swift-footed lifting of limbs in the leaping, the Bacchae.